KELEC Kenya opens electronics assembly plant in Syokimau, boosting local manufacturing. KELEC Kenya opens electronics assembly plant in Syokimau's Seren Industrial Park. Kenya, the 12th of December 2025, KELEC Kenya, a subsidiary of the Seoul-based technology firm KELEC, has officially opened its new electronics assembly plant at the Seren Industrial Park in Syokimau, marking a significant milestone for Kenya's growing manufacturing sector. The facility positions the country as a regional hub for assembling premium Korean home appliances, such as refrigerators and televisions. It is the result of a joint venture between KELEC's headquarters in Seoul and DL Group, a Kenyan company owned by industrialist Dr. David Lengat. During the launch on Thursday, Dr. Lengat announced that more than 400 employees are already working at the plant, highlighting the project's immediate impact on job creation and skills development. He noted that interest from neighboring countries, including Tanzania, signals strong regional potential for expansion. He also revealed that plans are underway to establish a cosmetology manufacturing line, responding to rising demand for beauty products. KELEC is the first company to assemble these appliances locally, a move expected to reduce production timelines, lower consumer prices, and expand access to high-quality electronics across East Africa. The establishment of the factory signals growing investor confidence in Kenya's industrial future, and aligns with national efforts to promote local manufacturing, attract foreign direct investment, and build skilled labor capacity. A company spokesperson described the expansion into Kenya as a long-term commitment to strengthening the country's industrial growth. Under the slogan, Korean Tech, Kenyan Trust, the company aims to blend world-class Korean engineering with Kenyan expertise to deliver reliable and innovative home appliances suited to the local market. The Syokimau plant is also expected to stimulate further employment opportunities across engineering, manufacturing, quality control, logistics, and after-sales service. To support this, KELEC plans to roll out skills development programs that will enable Kenyan technicians to receive specialized training from Korean engineers in cutting-edge assembly technologies. By shifting production closer to consumers, the company anticipates significant reductions in shipping costs and delivery times. These savings are expected to translate directly into more affordable premium electronics for Kenyan households, without compromising on the high standards associated with Korean manufacturing. KELEC's investment also strengthens economic ties between Kenya and South Korea, particularly in technology, innovation, and industrial development. With local assembly now underway, the company is exploring opportunities to introduce additional product lines and smart home technologies to the region. Speaking at the ceremony, Cabinet Secretary for Investments, Trade and Industry, Lee Kinyanjui, emphasized the urgent need to strengthen local industries to address unemployment and reduce the country's reliance on imports. He highlighted the role of family-owned businesses in sustaining industrial growth and reaffirmed the government's commitment to improving the investment climate. He further noted that Kenya's electronics market remains below 1%, and although access to capital is a major challenge, the government has been collaborating with the central bank to reduce lending rates from 18% to approximately 12 to 13%. Turning to the automotive sector, the CS pointed out that Kenya continues to rely heavily on imported used cars, which account for about 80% of the market, despite the country's capacity to manufacture many vehicle components locally.